you didn't call me enough and talk to me enough. Be patient.
Hey, Chief. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, minutes of July 10th.
Okay, hold on.
Were you not here?
Yeah, I wasn't.
I had to be, yeah, second.
Thank you.
They erased that for 30 years because the salt says they have no records.
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to.
Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. I had a discussion with somebody. All right, for the minutes, I'm sorry, can you make the motion?
I did.
Attorney Sinetti, seconded by Gray. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. New business. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Yeah, bring up that document in the email that you sent us yesterday. What does that mean? And why, and because we're not employees of the state.
Yeah, no, so, no, it's.
It means we're glad we're not Nancy.
Yeah, every, there's a rotational cycle in which each governmental agency gets audited. Most of the time, I've worked with Nancy in the past regarding it, and they're not concerned about our budget or anything like that. The question we always have to struggle with and answer is how come we have such a large backlog? And we have answered that in the past.
And they're never satisfied.
So you just copy me.
And they're just not satisfied, yeah.
Yeah, so they send it, we say why, and that sort of, in the past, there's never been any back.
Do they actually look at our minutes and
they say they do.
Yeah, so.
I know that in some states, there have been individual lawsuits against issuing authorities for not promptly issuing permits, that kind of thing. So this, I suppose, could be considered sort of a related thing, you know, like just taking years.
Can I travel the country to find out all these different things?
Not with our budget.
And with my budget.
So I think, and I can't remember which decision it was, Connecticut was in one of the federal decisions regarding the pistol permit process, Connecticut was actually, the board was actually recognized as a good thing in which there's actually some type of appeal process. Many states don't have that.
Exactly.
Oh, really? They have no appeal?
Yes.
Right.
Well, apparently I have to name a liaison person to help with the audit.
Well, obviously it'd be Nancy.
Nancy or?
Well, no, that'd be Nancy, and then I will help Nancy with any.
Oh, okay. So I'll tell them it's you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why sometimes things go to everybody outside.
I thought that it would come to you, Nancy, since you're the only state employee.
Yeah, it goes to the chair. But, yeah. No, and that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, no, I will, I'll look at it when I have a minute.
Well, I'm assuming they're going to come to you and tell you what they want.
Well, you know, and I've done this, and I don't know that I've ever had the chair come to me to do it. I've done multiple audits with them.
Well, I was a little surprised that I had.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess I'll look at it, see if it's the same thing. I give them what my backlog is. I give them the results of what we do.
Yeah, they're sometimes interested in the results.
Yep. And I've got the stats for all of that. So it's
sounds like you're in good shape.
Huh?
It sounds like you're in good shape.
Sounds like I need my assistant back. I mean,
one year though, I don't know if it was a recommendation from the auditors or it was a state legislator that recommended it. There was one recommendation to try and reduce the backlog into making these hearings somewhat like the DWI per se hearings. Hmm. That just wouldn't work because you have to find four facts.
What is that?
And so it's a per se hearing is whether you lose your license or not, if you've been arrested.
Okay.
And I think it's four things that you just have. It's very quick. There's no.
So there's no suitability.
There's no suitability or subjectivity.
Four criteria, like, and that
should be quick, but they're not.
Not exactly.
Yeah. Because you had attorneys.
Oh yeah. I had one the last 3 days once.
Oh.
For a voting thing.
Does anybody have any suggestions about how to handle this backlog? I mean, know what to do. Like, I, can I reach out to every town and say, this is what you got, take a look at it, see if you can do anything?
Is there anything that says that you can't?
No, no, you can do, you can have any communication. I would, I mean, I wouldn't want, need to see, we have 100, you have 169 little towns to deal with. Mm-hmm. I would handpick several that are.
The small towns?
No, I wouldn't. I could
give Bridgeport 200 cases and say, hey, take a look at these.
That's where the backlog's coming from. We're probably not getting a lot.
I don't understand the process. So, like, when you say backlog, it's not that you have all these cases.
We have all these cases.
We do have all these cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just a question of how fast we call them?
Correct. We get through them.
And that's why everybody gets mad at me when they say, what do you mean we got 15 cases?
Because we schedule what?
Well, look at today is what? 140 with 15 cases, well, 13 cases. And last time it was 3 o'clock, we had 8 cases.
Yeah, and how many do we schedule per meeting?
Oh.
Is it 25, 28?
No, like 30. 31.
Yeah. So
15 denials, and 16 revocations.
Yes, we do that by every meeting.
And then what happens?
It dwindles down to whatever we have. Yeah.
Oh. So they take action, delayed action. So,
right.
So
yeah.
Why?
I got so two I emails would, this morning withdrawing those two. Yeah.
I would be in favor of asking the high utilizers to take a look at their cases so that we can reduce our backlog.
The thing is with Bridgeport too, if you don't turn in the pardon, so if they apply for a pistol permit, mm-hmm. no, I've never been arrested, no, I've never been convicted, they share the pardon with me. If they don't share the pardon with
Bridgeport,
I don't know. And I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this. I feel like it takes months, and I'm talking months, to come off of the record. So if you run somebody that just got a pardon back in,
what's the title?
January, mm-hmm. and you run it, those charges may still show up on their record, mm-hmm. even though they have a pardon. They've got a certificate for a pardon. Mm-hmm. It takes forever for them to come off. So mm-hmm. if they run them, mm-hmm. and they still see those charges on the record, mm-hmm. they're going to deny them because they don't know they have a pardon.
Is there any reason why you couldn't send the
pardon?
So
I can absolutely look at all our Bridgeport cases, see who has pardons, mm-hmm. scan them to mm-hmm. them and say, you know, take a look at these. Can we get them off of the backlog?
Yeah,
is there anything
because
else?
Because you're not trying to persuade them on what their answer is going
to
be.
No, and I always try to tell people, I'm not trying to change
your
mind. However, you know, and I did. I sent an email to Bridgeport. I mm-hmm. said, you've got these cases. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about this case. This one's got a pardon. And oh, immediately, like the next day, oh, you know what? We're going to issue this person as a permit.
Well, didn't Bridgeport have this
just
new
today, and
employee?
I don't know what that was
so,
about.
I mean, that was a bit hopeful to me that maybe she's been hired to
yes,
help
and
with
he's
all
got,
of this.
He's got two new people that are going to be helping him that are on top of things.
And so it would be timely then, I think,
yep.
to get back in touch yep. with Bridgeport at mm-hmm. least.
Yeah.
Another thought, this may not be workable, but if somebody has a felony conviction and it hasn't been pardoned,
yes.
to have them come here, state their case, and we have to say, well, we can't help you. That seems like a monumental waste of time.
It does. It does.
So
I have one guy that's actually coming
that?
Up.
Yeah.
I think September 4th he's coming up. And we continued him his case because he's like, well, I'm trying to get a pardon and my original date was, because it's a tentative hearing date. So we move people up. People right now are being heard that were scheduled 7 or 8 months out, you know? And he's like, well, I wasn't scheduled and I'm trying to get a pardon. We did push that guy back, which he's coming up again. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's got a pardon or not.
Right, but it seems like, and again, the devil always lies mm-hmm. in the details. Mm-hmm. It seems like if some procedure could be set up where, okay, if you have a disqualifying felony mm-hmm. conviction on your record, mm-hmm. and 2 weeks before the hearing you haven't received a pardon, then it's an automatic denial.
No,
and they don't
automatically deny them. I think you just postpone them.
So we're not going to
say we can't hear the case anyway. I always wondered why you make everybody schlep up
here.
Well,
they
could show
up at the
party
that day.
So their issues are, we may not know. We get the appellant's questionnaire.
Yeah.
That's all we get. We do not get what the town has until 2 weeks prior to the hearing. So we do not know why they have, they do not.
Right, but at that 2 week point to attorney submitted.
Yeah, but we've, the 2 week point where you've, they've been on, they're already on our docket. They're ready to go that day. It's not helping the back.
We had the one today. They denied because he's a felony, but it, you know, adjudicated, no adjudication. So they denied based on felony conviction.
I see what you're saying.
But then we had, again, we had like three towns that came and said, oh, there's no reason why it can't happen. Why didn't you do that?
Or you have an active protective order. I can't hear to get protective order. No, you're in the wrong court.
And, right, and that's, yeah, that's me too. Like, you know, what is our, I don't feel like it's our right to call these people and say, oh, you've got an active risk warrant. You're not going to get your permit. I think that's the issuing authority's job to call.
They could, but then the person still has a right to come in anyway.
They do.
And just to be denied, but they do have a right to have their.
Because they think there's.
Because they think they've been a good person for the last 21 years, and they may have been. But they still don't quite understand.
I don't know. It just seemed to me that that's one area that cries out for reform.
This board has had that discussion many times.
I'm sure you have.
Can we send a letter and make sure?
So can I contact state police headquarters and see if they've got any automatic disqualifiers that we can just push up?
Well, I would say the vast majority of the ones they have are automatic disqualifiers from all of those.
No, I'm talking about felony convictions, like, you know what I mean?
They don't have a lot.
No, they don't.
No, they're not the ones that are.
And they usually take care of them, like, you know.
Yeah, any felony, yeah, that, those are very, very few and far between. All theirs are automatic, the vast majority are automatic disqualifiers due to protective orders.
Correct, correct, yeah. And a lot of pending felonies and a lot of.
Yeah, so.
That expire by the time they're ready.
Right, yes.
And the state has worked, the state's been working very hard to work with appellants to resolve those cases ahead of time.
I'll tell you, they really amaze me. They amaze me. I got a call yesterday from Chris Senti. Yeah, I mean,
They've gone above and beyond giving the appellants the benefit of the doubt and working with people to get their, help them get their permits back.
Who has?
The state police.
State police.
SLA.
Yeah.
So our biggest challenge is the local towns. And again, it's 169 individual fiefdoms.
And like that one town that came here a couple of weeks ago and said, well, I deny all the permits because of liability.
Yes.
Oh, that was East Granby.
Do your job.
That was Pomfret. No, that was Pomfret. Brooklyn.
We probably don't need to be reporting this.
Whatever. All right, let's we've beaten.
Okay, so the audit, well, I'll look at that. We'll figure that one out. And so, yes.
I think, did you do, are we under? Are we under old business or new business?
We're under new business with the auditors. I'll look at that.
Okay. Did you discuss, I wasn't here last month regarding the.
Okay, I got an email back from the AG's office that social media, I think he said social media is fair game. It's not erased. It's not under the erasure statute.
It's public information.
That's true, but even if it's part of the arrest file, because that's the argument.
We haven't seen it in writing, so I wouldn't go any far. Supposedly the Attorney General has.
Clearly, if it's out there on social media.
Has made a decision. We haven't seen it yet in writing, so.
But it's forthcoming.
It's forthcoming. And also, we're going to ask the Attorney General's office to issue a writ mandamus to compel Weathersfield to issue a permit. Weathersfield PD failed to appear for a case. They did not appeal.
They have 45 days to appeal from the date of the decision.
Are we beyond that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they never appealed our decision. Mm-hmm. They're just refusing to issue the permit now.
Really?
Yep. So we're going to ask the Attorney General to issue a writ.
Which I did send them an email, but I will follow up with that because. Yep. Huh? And I don't know if you
do you really want the Attorney General's
signature? Well, so there's
Then our board member has issued her resignation.
Yep, Goody has resigned. I don't know. I didn't see the email or the letter she said she sent it. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm hoping she wrote, like, if it can be filled sooner, that we can fill it sooner. But right now she's on, I believe she said, until October 1.
They can't fill it till.
Who does she represent?
Despy.
Department of Emergency Services, probably. protection. So, so I'm gonna send that letter to the governor's office. Goody has already given it to the commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services, and hopefully we'll get somebody in sooner than later. We'll see. But there was something else about the Attorney General's office, and I can't remember what it was, but.
No, it was just those two that I thought.
Yeah. Oh, and Vernon, just, and I'm not that that matters, Vernon is appealing our decision for a case that happened back in June. They're taking us to Superior Court. Because the board found in favor, the board found in favor of the appellant, and they're gonna fight it, they don't wanna give him his permit.
How often does that happen?
Not very often.
Very rarely.
Very, very rarely.
Do you remember the details of the case?
It's usually the other.
There was Attorney Baird's case, I don't know if you remember. He had a thing that had happened in, do you have a machete?
I don't, it was an incident that occurred at Mohegan Sun.
In the casinos.
It was knowledge or dismissed, knowledge and or dismissed.
Yeah.
The chief believed it was, the onus was on the appellant to prove it was dismissed.
Right.
In a nutshell.
Yes, correct, yeah. I can share the audio with, actually, it may have been on CTN.
But I think it was.
They're saying it was.
Yeah, sorry.
It was, yeah, so, I mean, it's there. I don't know how far that's gonna go, but I'm gonna share, I just got cert, it's not even certified, it's not the marshal, they just sent it certified. So I gotta scan that, send that to the Attorney General's, because now it's up to them to represent us.
So do they subpoena us as witnesses?
I've never had that happen, that I remember.
No, they look at the, basically, I think they take the transcripts.
Oh.
And it's determined whether the board, it's supposed to be based on, did the board make a reasonable decision based on the facts? They don't rehear, they don't go.
They don't really go into.
They don't rehear the case.
Abuse of discretion.
Yeah, we have in the past, depending on the AG, when this has occurred on half a dozen occasions, give or take, it's been kicked back to us from the AG asking us to rehear the case. I have had that happen.
Yes, yeah.
But that was under a different AG.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it's usually the appellant appealing the decision, right? Doesn't it usually go that way? Those are the ones I can pick up.
It is mostly.
No, the last one, I believe the last one we had was Stratford, and they won. Then that went up to, I believe the Superior, either the Appellate Court or the Superior Court, and it was reversed. That was over the like offenses.
Right. That went to the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, and they were, and that's right.
Was that the one that was on the boardwalk?
No.
What are we talking about
there? No, that was a, Stratford had somebody with a conviction out of New York for assault third.
Was it? Oh, okay.
And they felt it was an automatic disqualifier.
Was there a ketamine case too that went, that was?
I don't recall.
I think you're right, but that, it's not the one that was appealed.
Something different, okay, all right. So it's gonna be a busy couple of weeks. I like really can't wait till Lori gets back.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Okay, who and who?
Chris and Mr. Gray.
And all are in favor.
All in favor.
Thank you.
Meeting ends at 1:57.
And next time, if you would remind me to swear people in.
Ain't no perjury going on here.
Oh, that's what Ralph was there for, the expert testimony.
None of us observed it, so it wasn't just you.
No, I figured somebody would poke me, but
I didn't even
get poked.
We were all the same thing. We were all.
I'll share stats.
And then
you know what I
noticed?
Things are
lighter. It is swung heavily. No.
Today was a lot of appellants, yeah, that was unusual.
But I never recognized until I got this one corrected.
Did I drop?
Yep.
Can I give a report to them?
Are you just statute?
No, no, I do, I do give a report to the CSRRA.
I was born when I was.
They'd like to know what's going on, and it is definitely, Casey, we're hearing, are definitely showing it to appellants.
I'm gonna tell you, you are really good about explaining yourself, which I think is huge. Because I remember even with this Weathersfield case, I remember, you know, that guy was kind of a creep. And I think he voted against him, I think maybe two people voted against him. But like you said, you gotta be fair, you can't, I mean.
That's the consistency.
You can't say, oh, sorry, you gotta.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't do that, it doesn't work that way. The guy's like, well, it slipped my mind, well, it slipped your mind, great, but now you gotta.
The stat that I would like to see is, I know when you do them, you'll have in favor of the appellants or someone settled. I'd like to know the ones we actually heard.
Oh, we do, we have all of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, you can get those in the minutes.
Yeah, but I also have, right.
Well, that's pretty, yeah.
She's got a spreadsheet with all that.
I do, I have a spreadsheet with everybody that's been issued or withdrawn. I mean, we have a.
But I'd like to know the ones who actually got heard to conclude.
We have that, yep, we have that.
I mean, I don't really like to know, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that heard the conclusion, what?
Who won more for the county?